Samantha Silva is an author, screenwriter, director, and winner of the One Potato Initiative, which supports emerging filmmakers. Her screenplay topped the list in the One Potato competition at last year's Sun Valley Film Festival, and she has spent the past 12 months developing, directing, and now finishing her film, which is called The Big Burn. The film will premiere in just a matter of days at this year's Sun Valley Film Festival, and we're lucky that Samantha Silva can join us for a few minutes this morning. Good morning.
Thank you for having me, George.
Nervous?
Yes. Yes, I am. It's been quite a ride, quite a wild ride, but a wonderful ride. And yeah. I'm really grateful to have had the experience to write and direct a film that's a new. I've written screenplays for more than 20 years, but this was my first time at the helm. I would call myself an accidental filmmaker. I didn't really intend to write a film that I would direct, but The One Potato changed that, and the people at the Sun Valley Film Festival really encouraged me to direct the film.
And the One Potato Initiative requires that the film be shot on location in Idaho.
Correct.
And your film takes place in a very familiar location at the foot of the Sawtooths in Stanley, Redfish Lake. Yes,
correct.
The Lodge.
Yes.
Tell me why you chose that as a frame.
Redfish Lake, to me, and I hate to let this secret out any more than it already is.
Tell us what you can.
But is one of the most magical places in the world. Mm-hmm. There's really nothing like it. And for the drama of the landscape in itself, the landscape, I think, was a very important character in the movie.
The restriction or the frame of One Potato is that this film be no longer than...
That's a good question. I don't know. Our goal was that it would be under 20 minutes, and I think we just got in at about 19 minutes.
Talk to me about the challenge, or maybe there's freedom in this form, in short films.
Well, I probably, for me, the bigger challenge, as opposed to making a short film, is that I'd never made a film before. I'd never directed a film before. And as a writer, of course, you have complete freedom. You don't need to worry about what the costume budget needs to be or how much it will cost to shoot in a location. And suddenly faced with the responsibility to pull all that together and make that happen was really overwhelming and terrifying for me. Mm-hmm. And I'd...
That said, you had some pretty good help.
Oh, I... was so
Greg Bain, your
lucky.
DP, your director of photography.
Gregory Bain, who is a wonderful filmmaker in his own right, I reached out to him for advice, and he said, why aren't you asking me to shoot this movie? Mm-hmm. And he ended up really being my producing partner and was just incredibly supportive of me being a first-time director. He also helped me recruit a wonderful crew. We have a fantastic cast I'm so happy with. But one of the things I'm proudest of is that this is a movie about a woman, written and directed by a woman. Women have 75% of the dialogue in the movie, and about 50% of our cast and crew is female. And I think in an industry that never gets there, almost never gets there, it's such a hard bar to hit. Here in Little Idaho, we managed to make a very women-centered, woman-driven movie, and I'm really proud of that. And I had the talent. There's so much talent here. There's so much talent in Boise in the film community. As a writer, we are so solitary. I spend an awful lot of time alone, and I hadn't collaborated on anything except with a writing partner in a very, very long time in my life. And I have to say that I found it one of the most rewarding experiences of my life.
What's next?
That's a good question. I actually thought my screenwriting days were behind me because I had a novel come out last year and another one due. But I feel that, again, this was such an extraordinary collaborative experience that I would love to do it again. I'm not sure how that will happen yet, but it's certainly something that's back in my mind and psyche.
First things first. You have a premiere coming up, and people will see this film.
That's right. I'm very excited to show it on a big screen. I haven't seen it on a big screen myself. So we will, the film will premiere at the One Potato screening at the Sun Valley Film Festival on March 15th, 5 p.m., open to the public.
I'm fortunate to have seen the film. Congratulations.
Thank you, George.
Samantha Silva premieres The Big Burn at the Sun Valley Film Festival. Thanks.
Thank you.